Well, I know you talked about how you can't do things for everyone. So what more can Stoke-on-Trent and even other towns and cities do about homelessness?
I think you've got to acknowledge that, first of all, that it is a problem. It is a problem in Stoke, because when I first came in here, people were saying, is it necessary? Is there that amount of people homeless? Do that amount of people need help? And don't forget, there's other services in Stoke-on-Trent apart from us, which I would say most nights are full. So if all those services are full, I think that highlights that there is a need for everyone to rally around and try and help. There are some people that you won't succeed with, and you just got to accept that, but you've got to try your best to make it happen. And if you do try your best to make it happen and you fail, you just got to accept that probably no one will succeed in turning someone around. But I think of the 20-odd people we've got in here, most want to try and get back on track to a normal life, get a job. And I think I'm hoping the biggest surprise to everyone in here this morning, we've had members of the press in, we've had people from Stoke City, we've had Ryan, the captain, and I'd like to think they're all a little bit surprised at the people they've met that are homeless, because they probably had a vision of what they looked like. I hope they're pleasantly surprised that the facilities they've got in here isn't perfect, isn't ideal. We'd like it to be bigger, we'd like it to be better. But all those things, I hope they go away. And if they don't, what we're going to do, we're going to have an open day in a couple of months' time and invite everyone here that supported us, everyone here connected with us, which is the City Council and the YMCA in particular, and bring everyone here that have done that to let them see what we've got. We'll feed them. We'll give them some hot dogs and hamburgers or whatever, and just open it up to the public in Stoke-on-Trent to not take a view of what a homeless centre's like and have this vision of people falling about all over the place and can't control themselves, and let them see for themselves the people themselves that stay here and the conditions they stay in. Because I think this morning, in particular Ryan, who I was talking to, was a little bit, I don't know the word, surprised or shocked at what we've got here, and it's not what he expected. And it's not what a lot of people expect when you talk about homelessness. You expect the people themselves to be short of shoes and clothes and all sorts, but we've made sure that doesn't happen. I think they regard them as I don't know, sometimes I hear people talk about lack of intelligence and things like that. The people that stay in here don't lack intelligence. The people that stay in here are well aware of what we're after. We're well aware of what they can do, what they can't do. And sure, we're going to have problems, but those problems, I've been surprised again that those problems have been minimal.
And just to talk about Stoke City, the club, of course, we've helped you today. I just wonder what ever get your take on the form. There's been a little bit of criticism about Mark Hughes. There's also been people saying that top 10's as good as a team like Stoke can expect. What's your view on the whole season and how the team's doing?
Well, I probably take a different view at the start of the season about everything. And the view I always take at the start of the season with all the clubs in the Premier League, probably apart from six, as I take the view that if you can survive in the Premier League, that's the number one mission accomplished. That is it. That's the number one. It's the number one aim for probably about 12 clubs in the Premier League. And the way the season started for Stoke, I got a little bit concerned. Lost their goalkeeper. Shea played in the first couple of games. Shea at the time was, I think, 41 years of age. That's not ideal. So I was a little bit concerned at the start that could get Stoke involved in a dogfight at the bottom. Lee Grant come along, had the game of his life at Old Trafford. I think from then onwards it was a case of the results were improving. The results did improve. Stoke got themselves into a comfortable position, which they normally achieve each year, which I know people sometimes just overlook that and think, well, that's no achievement. Believe me, in the Premier League it is. So they managed to do that again. And once they were in that comfortable position, couldn't really go up a number of places by winning every week. Weren't going to go down a number of places by losing every week as well. It's a bit of a problem to motivate the players then, for any manager. Don't care who you are, Tony Pulis, myself, Sparky himself. It's difficult because they look at the league table, they realise that they've achieved safety once again. And where do they go from there? They're not going to get sent to Europe. They're not going to get relegated. And it's difficult nowadays with the money involved to motivate. Wouldn't have been that difficult. Wouldn't have been as difficult in my time because the wages people walked out with every week. Those wages depended on, first of all, them being in the team, which was about £40 or £50 appearance money. It depended on them winning, which was probably another £40 or £50. And as a result of those two bonuses, they would go out with a reasonable pay package that week. That's all changed. We can't do anything about that. But that changes mentality. That puts people a little bit comfortable. It's not an excuse. There is no excuse. But the game has changed as well, where, you know, look at the Stoke team now. Majority of the team are not from Stoke or the surrounding area. Probably the majority of the team are, let's say there's a lot of foreign players. Back in my time here, you know, we'd accumulated a number of players locally, if not surrounding areas, if not, you know, down south, and we brought them here. But they were British, and I think it's a lot easier to get the message home to the British players about what's required at any football club. What's required is to keep winning and win as many games as possible. That's a little bit difficult, I think, with the players that come in from abroad. I think it's difficult to try and get that message across to them that you need to keep winning, lads. You need to keep playing, and because pride's at stake. A change in times, a change in the money, a change in the approach, a change in attitude. Everything has changed dramatically, and I think because of those changes, we've now got the game we have got, which is when you don't win and you lose a few games away from home, people get a little bit uptight, they get a little bit fed up. On the beach is the sort of phrase when they get to this stage of the season and it doesn't look as if, you know, everyone's out, flat out. They're not really intended to be on the beach, but that's the way it looks from the terraces. But Stoke, Premier League football again next season, and I'm sure different players coming in and players will go and players will come in, because that's the trend nowadays when this window opens. I wish it wouldn't open sometimes, but it does open, and you get all these players that are supposed to be coming to Stoke or wherever else it is in the country, and you never see them. They never make that move because they're probably quite happy for where they are in another club in Europe.
Brilliant.